we're long overdue in having a meaningful contract that's going to be a win-win for everyone.
Brian McIntyre is vice president of the District Parent Coordinating Council. He's also a former substitute school teacher and parent. McIntyre says the next teacher's contract should benefit students, providing a better and sound education while supporting teachers.
It's talking about giving support to teachers and administrators to create a learning environment that's not stifled, not restricted by antiquated laws and rules that don't even apply anymore.
McIntyre, who ran unsuccessfully last May for an at-large school board seat, says it's important for the Buffalo Teachers Federation and its members to realize advice from school parents is not against teachers or administrators.
I don't care if it's Ronald McDonald that educate my child, but we're not going to get trapped off and distracted because this is not anti-anything. This is pro-children and giving the adults in there, because the parents can't go in and teach, but we parents are in support of this because it's giving other adults the opportunity to do what they love to do. Because you don't teach for money. And most of our teachers don't stay here for money. They stay here because they're committed.
Those seeking changes to the union contract say it's time to create learning centers for Buffalo school children. Last week, a report issued by Student First New York offered a review of the current contract. It recommends a longer school day, higher starting pay for teachers, and removing outdated provisions, including a cosmetic surgery rider. Buffalo School Board President James Sampson tells WBFO News they don't know when the fact-finding material on the union contract will be ready.
We had anticipated it probably about a month ago. Then it was delayed until 2 weeks ago, and then we were hoping it was going to be Thanksgiving week. And so at this point, we don't know when it's going to come, and I think the sooner the better, so both sides, both the district and the union, can analyze what's in there, give some kind of response, and perhaps we'll create a framework for further discussions.
The current contract expired more than a decade ago with no success from past superintendents in completing a negotiation with the teachers union and its leader, Phil Remore.
How do you tackle Phil Remore?
I think we got to look for what are those areas that are some common areas of agreement, and I think one of those is that we both agree, both the district and the union leadership, that having a contract that's 10 years old is just not fair or reasonable.
Sampson says he believes parents will be one of the key factors in negotiating a new deal that's meaningful for students. But Sampson also points out support from stakeholders and Buffalo's business community.
And when you have two groups that can be, you know, disparate, like the parent advocacy group versus the Buffalo Niagara Partnership, come together and advocate for the same thing, that's a powerful voice, and I think that we're all listening to that.
Sampson is calling for a 21st century contract that he says will allow teachers to be true professionals and help lead schools, a contract that reinforces student performance and teaching. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.